We're joined now by the driver of the number 42 Ineos Chevrolet, today's race winner, Kyle Larson, and his crew chief, Mike Shiplett. We'll open it up for questions.
Sweet.
Kyle, Jay Cohen, Associated Press. What did you like so much about the high line on that track? You seem to be able to find a lot of speed up there all day long.
I don't know. You can look at any track where you can run inches off the wall, and I'll be faster than anybody. So, you know, once the lap times dropped off enough around the bottom, I could move up there and go really fast. I would say for the most part we were somewhat tight around the bottom, and then I'd move up to the top and I'd be a little freer and could roll the corner a little bit quicker, and then you just have the straightaways that really is where all your lap time comes from, you know, being committed to the throttle a lot sooner. So we were able to just, you know, the long runs paid off for us, and then I think we had a really good green flag stop and was able to gap them even more, and then you just try and cruise the wind, hopefully, you know, hoping no cautions came out. Because restarts are always intense in the Xfinity Series. So, thankfully it didn't happen, and we were able to get the win. So it was nice to finally, you know, I feel like, I don't know if there's other races that I've won that I've dominated like this, but it's, I know I've been leading a lot of races like this, and cautions come out. So it was nice to finally, you know, get the win that we were deserved. And it was a lot of fun.
Eric, then Reed.
Eric Young with SuperSpeedway.com. Kyle, you were able to make it up to sixth in the first stage from the back of the field. What was it like coming through the field? And was the long run ability of your car pretty much what helped you win that race?
Well, we had a right front tire going down at the end of qualifying, and we had to put Goodyear gave us just one fresh tire to put on the right front, so it was actually really loose. You know, that first run there, I think because the right front tire was just working better than the other ones. So I took my time getting to the front. You know, I felt like, or I thought I would get there a little quicker than I did. But I had to be careful. You know, I was really loose. And even when I ran the top, it was just really sketchy. So tried to take care of the right side. I got the wall just barely a couple times throughout the race. Shiplett got a lot of anxiety when I think whenever I run an Xfinity car at a track like this, we run next to the wall. He gave me a good little lecture before the race, but we were able to keep the right side somewhat clean.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire Service. How important was it to get out of pit road and gain the spot during that last caution? And from that point on the restart, did you feel like if it went green for a while that you had the speed to get to the front again?
Yeah, it was really key. You know, we restarted the leader there one time and fell back to fourth, and then we got a caution, was able to come down pit road and gain two spots. I think two spots, maybe one spot. Two spots, and then the 60 had stayed out. So we restarted on the bottom. I think we restarted on the bottom behind the 98. And Bell almost cleared me off a two. And, I feel like I still would have got to the lead probably eventually, you know. We won by, I don't know, 10 seconds or something. So we probably would have got to lead eventually anyways. But I felt like at the time clearing Bell down the backstretch was really important. And then our balance was pretty good that run, where I was able to stay somewhat close to the 98 of Harvick around the bottom. And then, I felt like once we got a long run in and I got to the top, I would eat him up, which we did. And I was surprised he didn't really fight me that hard. Harvick usually races really hard, especially for the lead, but I felt like he let me go a little bit there. So it was nice not to have to race hard and make a mistake or anything. But, it was good.
Jerry, then Nate.
Jerry Jordan, KickingTheTires.net, Performance Racing Network. Obvious question here, 300 today, 400 tomorrow. Are you going to be prepared for that, running back-to-back? The weather's about the same, according to where?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. You know, I've always felt like Xfinity cars, for some reason, and maybe it's because the day is longer, but I always feel like the Xfinity race is tougher. I don't know if the cars are any hotter inside or what than my Cup car, but I always feel fine. You know, even if Sunday is hotter than Saturday, I always seem to be fine in a Cup race. I think I think our AC unit in the Cup car is nicer than the Xfinity car. I felt like it wasn't even really working today. I did turn it off once just to make sure it wasn't working, and it was working, but it wasn't working great. So yeah, I don't know. You know, I'll hydrate as much as I can. You know, maybe get an IV. A little scared of needles, but maybe we'll go get an IV and get feeling better.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. Kyle, following up on that two-part question, Chase Elliott went to the care center after this race to get fluids. Was there any thought on your part or anybody's part that with Cup qualifying after the race, after 2 hours in this heat, that maybe it might not be worth the trade-off of running it?
Running
the race?
No, I mean, I never thought about that. I didn't even really know the schedule was like this until the other day. So it's a little too late to change your mind on a race. But I don't know. I hope I have enough time here to go to my motorhome and just take a cold shower, just to get, you know, a little shock in me, and then, you know, get changed into my Cup suit and I'll be fine.
What are the odds of you getting a sweep tomorrow?
I think there's a decent opportunity. Cup races are so hard to win. Especially, you know, I feel like this race will be. I feel like this race will be won around the bottom. Xfinity cars are a lot easier to run around the top, so I think your preferred line will be around the bottom of both ends, which is where, you know, the 78 and the 4 are extremely good at staying disciplined and running the bottom, you know, lap after lap. So I feel like I worked on that quite a bit today in practice, and we had one run where I felt pretty good about it, and then the second run our balance was much worse, and then I got into the wall. So I don't even know if they've repaired my car yet enough to qualify. But, you know, for tomorrow, I think we have a top five car. So, as long as, you know, our pit crew can perform like they did today, you know, they were amazing today. That was probably the best day, you know, I've had this year between the two series with my pit crew. So I was really happy with that. So if we can do that tomorrow, I think we'll have a good shot.
We have time for one more question for Kyle before he has to go qualify. Jay? Anyone for Kyle? Thanks, Kyle. Kyle, you're good. From one for Mike.
I think Kyle said something that his car was. He thought his car required a lot of work after practice. What did you guys do to it to get it turned around so quickly into a winning car today?
Well, usually when Kyle's in the car, we use one of our practices as a R&D to say development times. We don't get hardly any tests in the Xfinity series, so we had some things that we were trying that would help John Hunter, you know, and him to see if it was any better, and it didn't really work out exactly the way we planned. So, you know, we basically just put the car back to our normal package that we run a mile and a half on these low grip tracks that he runs up against the wall on. Oh, so, you know, last year with the steel-bodied cars, he would always go up and hit the wall once and say the car would be better, you know, after he hit it once. And I just reminded him that these are composite bodies and they're not going to change. It's only going to knock the whole tail to the left. So it's not ideal situation what you want to run faster up against the wall.
From Lee?
So with John Hunter, I think he's coming along very well. I think the being in the Xfinity car has really helped him in the trucks. We talk about that a lot. It's been allowed him to do different things with his truck that he wasn't able to do before. And like we talked about in the beginning of the year, you know, the first part of the year, the races were just to get him experience and learn how to drive these cars and the communication and how to work together. And the second part of the year was really when we were going to focus on everything and getting as much speed out of the car as we could. So that's what our plan is for the rest of the year, is just really focus on speed and so he knows how to drive them.
There's not a lot of kids in Xfinity right now that have turned the ride. How is he separating himself from, you know, the other people that are in that group of guys just trying to break through?
You know, I think all the young guys that are in this series, you know, want to be here and want to put in the effort to do it, but John Hunter really goes above and beyond some of the drivers that I've had in the past. You know, his mental aspect, how much he works out, how much he reviews video, how much he goes to the simulator that GM has for us. He just puts in a lot of work. He's here every race. He's up on top of the truck with me during practice, asking questions. You know, he's just putting forth every effort to make himself a better driver. And I think we'll see that here towards the end of the year in the 42 car.
Any more questions for Mike? Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.